Robert T. Kurosaka, A Lot to Learn.
The materializer was completed. Ned Quinn stood back, wiped his hands, and admired the huge bank of dials, lights, and switches. Several years and many fortunes had gone into this project. Finally, it was ready. Ned placed the metal skull cap on his head and plugged the wires into the control panel. He turned the switch to on and spoke. Pound note. There was a whirring sound. In the receiver, a piece of paper appeared. Ned inspected it. Real. Martini, he said. A whirring sound. A puddle formed in the receiver. Ned cursed silently. He had a lot to learn. A bottle of beer, he said. The whirring sound was followed by the appearance of the familiar brown bottle. Ned tasted the contents and grinned. Chuckling, he experimented further. Ned enlarged the receiver and prepared for his greatest experiment. He switched on the materializer, took a deep breath and said, "Girl." The whirring sound swelled and faded. In the receiver stood a lovely girl. She was naked. Ned had not asked for clothing. She had freckles, a brace and pigtails. She was 8 years old. "Hell," said Quinn. "Whirr." The firemen found two charred skeletons in the smouldering rubble.